AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The FBI identifies human remains found in a Florida nature preserve as those of Brian Laundrie, a person of interest in the death of girlfriend Gabby Petito while they were on a cross-country road trip. The remains, a backpack, and notebook believed to belong to Laundrie were discovered yesterday in the park near his parents' home. Laundrie disappeared September 14th, 2 weeks after he returned to his parents' home without Petito. Her body was found earlier last month in Wyoming's Grand Teton National Park. The House votes to hold former Trump advisor Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress for refusing to cooperate with the select committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
Committee member Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney pointed out what Bannon said on a podcast the day before the riot.
He said all hell is going to break loose.
Cheney says it's clear Bannon must have been aware and may have been involved in the planning of what played out that day.
The American people deserve to hear his testimony.
Republicans like Indiana's Jim Banks say this is a witch hunt.
He is a Democrat Party boogeyman. The Select Committee despises Steve Bannon's politics, so they're abusing their power to put him in jail.
The decision to prosecute rests with Attorney General Merrick Garland. He says the Justice Department
will apply the facts and the law and make a decision consistent with the principles of prosecution.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
House and Senate Democrats inching closer to a deal on a pared-back $2 trillion domestic spending package. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin forcing House Democrats and the president to trim climate change programs and reconsider taxes on corporations and the wealthy to pay for the package. He says it will take time to reach agreement on all the fine print in whatever proposal emerges.
There's a lot of detail. Until you see the text and the fine print, it makes it pretty hard to make final decisions until you actually see. You can have the intent. You have to make sure the text matches the intent.
This is AP News. President Biden says the nation has been in a push-pull in the battle over the soul of America.
The bad news, we had a president who appealed to the prejudice. The good news is that he ripped the Band-Aid off, made it absolutely clear what's at stake. I think the American people will follow us. But guess what? Whether they will or not, we have no choice. We have to continue to fight.
The president reiterating protecting the right to vote was central to his administration. His remarks at the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial follow Senate Republicans using the filibuster yesterday to stop action on new voting rights legislation. Government forecasters say expect a drier, warmer winter south and wetter north. National Weather Service expects two-thirds of the country will have above-average temperatures from December through February, while the Pacific Northwest and southern Alaska will be colder than usual. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.